On this Friday morning, we are going to head to the WHBC Newsline and bring in our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning to you, Pam. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing well, and you're a traveling man today, aren't you?
You're heading up to Baltimore early this afternoon with the president. The president's going to see firsthand the damage associated with that bridge collapse, the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse that happened less than 2 weeks ago. He'll get an aerial tour of that particular part of Baltimore. He'll do a number of things. He'll take part in a briefing with federal and state officials, and he'll also deliver remarks reaffirming the commitment of the Biden administration, the federal government, to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge as soon as practicable, and also to reopen the Port of Baltimore, which is, as we've spoken about, is a very critical part of our economy. It's one of the busiest ports in the country, certainly the busiest as far as the movement of cars and light trucks are concerned. And also, Pam, he'll be meeting with the loved ones of those six individuals who tragically lost their lives when that bridge collapsed less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and like, you know, he's making a concerted effort to get there very quickly. And as you just said, I think for folks here in Ohio, you know, they're seeing him go there very quickly because it is such a an essential part to many different things for people around the world, correct? And for all the workers that they have there.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, there's a significant number of individuals whose livelihood depends on the Port of Baltimore who are now temporarily out of work because the port is closed. So we're talking about more than 10,000 people there. And then all the businesses that have an impact in terms of the local economy as well, that they're certainly impacted. That bridge is a critical artery connecting the port to the rest of the East Coast, ultimately to I-95. That needs to get that process of rebuilding that bridge needs to happen as soon as possible. You may recall back in 2007, the I-35W bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota collapsed. That was a fatal bridge collapse as well. But within days, Congress came together bipartisan fashion. They approved the funding to start the rebuilding of that bridge. And now that bridge, obviously, so many years later, certainly complete. I don't see that same sense of urgency as it relates to this bridge, unfortunately. And yet it does play such a critical part of our economy. All that export of coal goes through the Port of Baltimore. Export of LNG goes through the Port of Baltimore as well. So it does play a really important part in our overall economy.
Well, I can't wait to hear from you next week about, you know, your firsthand look at that. That'll be very interesting.
Yes. You know, absolutely. You know, I've done these types of trips before with President Biden, with former President Trump, with President Obama as well. You know, when you visit communities that have been hit hard by, in this case, a collapsed bridge or a hurricane, and I visited Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria hit that island, and also visited the area of Northern California impacted by flooding. This is these are important trips the president makes to reaffirm the commitment of the federal government to making certain that the community is made whole. Nearby Palestine impacted by what happened with that train derailment. The president ultimately made a visit there. And of course, the visit took a while, but, you know, the commitment by the federal government to that community began almost right away. You know, so these are important visits. And this is, as I mentioned, it's an important visit to the community, but also important to reestablish that the federal government is going to get that bridge rebuilt and get that port reopened.
So yesterday, we'll turn our attention to a ruling by a judge not in favor of Donald Trump, correct?
No, that's right. Well, we had a few things happening yesterday. We had Judge Juan Marchand. He's going to be presiding over that case up in Manhattan. He declined to delay the start of that trial. That case will start, as far as jury selection is concerned, on just a few weeks, April the 15th. That's when Donald Trump has to be in that courtroom during the course of that trial. Also, there was an effort to dismiss that classified documents case. It's going to happen in Florida. The judge denied that request as well. So some defeats for Donald Trump yesterday in the courtroom. Not a good day for him. And as he prepares, less than 2 weeks from now, for that criminal trial in Manhattan involving those payments to Stormy Daniels and the alleged falsifying of business records associated with those payments.
All right. Well, like it wasn't a great day for him yesterday, and we'll see that proceed pretty quickly. You know, April 15th is going to be here before we know it.
You are right about that. April 25th as well. April 25th is the date to circle on your calendar. That's when that Supreme Court case will take place involving Donald Trump's claims of absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. I'll be in the courtroom for that. I have my seat already set aside. I've been told by the Supreme Court, which is pretty cool. And that will implicate whether or not that case involving alleged election interference in Washington, D.C. actually happens this year before the 2024 election. So we'll keep our eyes on that particular case as well.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you have a great weekend, sir, and we'll chat on Monday.
I look forward to it. Have a great weekend, Pam. Bye-bye.